This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, is brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. We'll join farm broadcaster Lori Boyer in Houston next.
And now a message from John Clem from Waynesville, Illinois, about the Illinois Corn Checkoff.
Did you know that the largest market for Illinois corn is the export market? Our unique river system provides farmers like me the opportunity to ship corn from our Illinois fields directly to other countries who are hungry for high-quality grain. I'm proud that the Illinois Corn Checkoff makes investments that power trade, and I hope you are too. Learn more at www.ilcorn.org.
I'm Lori Boyer reporting from the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. And right now I'm visiting with the National Corn Growers Association President Dave Rylander. Dave, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your operation to get us started?
We're an operation in West Central Illinois, growing corn and soybeans. In the past, we've had stock cows and hogs, but since I retired from deer, we've not been as wanting to do as many things as we were doing. And again, my wife runs a quilt shop here in town, so that keeps her quite busy as well.
What would you say is topping your priority list when it comes to current issues at NCGA?
Right now, the biggest thing we're working on is Next Gen Fuels Act. And it's being sponsored by my congressman here in Illinois, as well as about 30 others. And the bill was put together by our previous congressperson, Sherry Bustos. So it's been drafted and it's been released. It's may get voted on this year, but again, Congress is having a difficult time, especially during this election year, moving very many pieces of legislation. But what it will do is it will create another fuel that's about a 20% ethanol blend, and the manufacturers will build an engine specifically for that fuel, which will make it more fuel efficient and also better for the environment.
Dave, among other issues we could choose to talk about here today, Dave, is of course the Farm Bill. Can you give me the NCGA perspective on that?
Of course, we're very interested in the Farm Bill, and the two of the things that were most important thing to us is crop insurance. And we're hoping to hold that about where it's at and keep the funding that it currently has. A couple of things that we would like to see more money added to are MAP and MFD, or FMD, which is the market access program and the foreign market development. Both of those allow us to build markets in other countries, and those two programs have been around for a long time, but they've not had a funding increase for quite some time.
Dave, thank you so much for your time here today. It's been good to talk to you and getting to know you a little bit more. Once again, Dave Rylander, president of the National Corn Growers Association, my guest here today. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. I'm Lori Boyer.
Be listening for more reports from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, with farm broadcaster Lori Boyer on this Hometown Illinois Radio Network station, brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.